collect. It's important to know what needs to be collected and how to collect it most effectively so you can process it appropriately. In order for your mind to let go of the lower-level task of trying to hang on to everything, you have to know that you have truly captured everything that might represent something you have to do, and that at some point in the near future, you will process and review all of it. Gathering 100% of the incompletes. In order to eliminate holes in the bucket, you need to collect and gather together placeholders for, or representations of, all the things you consider incomplete in your world. That is, anything personal or professional, big or little, of urgent or minor importance, that you think ought to be different than it currently is, and that you have any level of internal commitment to changing. Many of the things you have to do are being collected for you as you read this. Mail is coming into your mailbox, memos are being routed to your in-basket, email is being funneled into your computer, and messages are accumulating in your voicemail. But at the same time, you've been collecting things in your environment and in your psyche that don't belong where they are, the way they are, for all eternity. Even though it may not be as obviously in your face as your email, this stuff still requires some kind of resolution, a loop to be closed, something to be done. Strategy ideas loitering on a legal pad in a stack on your credenza. Dead gadgets in your desk drawers that need to be fixed or thrown away, and out-of-date magazines on your coffee table all fall into this category of stuff. As soon as you attach a should, need to, or ought to an item, it becomes an incomplete. Decisions you still need to make about whether or not you're going to do something, for example, are already incompletes. This includes all of your I'm going to's, where you've decided to do something but haven't started moving on it yet, and it certainly includes all pending and in-progress items, as well as those things on which you've done everything you're ever going to do except acknowledge that you've finished with them. In order to manage this inventory of open loops appropriately, you need to capture it into containers that hold items in abeyance until you have a few moments to decide what they are and what, if anything, you're going to do about them. Then you must empty these containers regularly to ensure that they remain viable collection tools. Basically, everything is already being collected in the larger sense. If it's not being directly managed in a trusted external system of yours, then it's resident somewhere in your psyche. The fact that you haven't put an item in your in-basket doesn't mean you haven't got it. But we're talking here about making sure that everything you need is collected somewhere other than in your head.